What else do you say? He's dealing with the wood.
Transporting it, something like that.
Did you ever say he's hauling wood?
Yeah, hauling.
What else do you say in that line?
What are you
saying? Hey, Greg. Hey, Greg. That's about the only thing he can say about him. He's transforming, he's hauling wood.
Did you ever say he's carting wood or anything?
No.
Oh, okay.
He's wood.
Okay. Okay, if there's a log across the road, you say I tied a rope to it and what? Did what to it?
Drug it.
Okay. Okay. If you just came upon this log, you say, I'm going to
drag.
Okay. And if you've done it several times, you might say, I have.
I've done it a lot of time. I've drug a lot of logs.
Okay. Okay. After you've plowed the ground, what do you use to break it up even finer?
A harrow.
Okay. Is there different kinds? I mean, different names for
harrows? No. I don't believe it would be. That's all I've ever heard it called of. Color packer. I don't believe that would be anything to have to do with that. It might though, if something with the ridges on it, if you've ever seen one.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long time since I've really seen a color packer used for this. Harris, most of the time that's what they still use.
Mm-hmm. I mean, are there different, what does the harrow look like that they use nowadays?
Just like it used to. It's got pipes, I'd say, anywhere from 2-3 inches in diameter, maybe a section of 10 feet long.
Mm-hmm.
The spikes look like little spikes, you know, welded onto it.
Oh, yeah.
And breaks it up. It's, you know, telling me it's only one pipe, all space right between there, and different pipes are in between each other like this, you know,
mm-hmm.
Break it up from.
We're kind of bad next year. We get all this information. Okay, what is it that the wheels of a wagon or get onto?
Put on the axle.
Okay. What would you call the X-shaped frame that you lay logs across to cut
them? You lay logs on it.
Mm-hmm. It's not kind of X-shaped, you know, something like that. You lay the logs along the top.
Crossbeam, I mean, what you're talking about, crossbeam, sawhorse or something like
okay.
that.
Okay. Say if it, if it was an A-frame type deal, you had two A-frame type and there's a piece of wood that goes between them. Let me see if I can draw a picture, you know.
That's more like a sawhorse there.
Okay.
That's what a sawhorse looks like.
Mm-hmm. Just two A-frame things.
Yeah, for the A-frame with a piece of wood at the top.
Yeah.
Of it. Yeah, that's a sawhorse.
Okay.
Right.
So would the other one be a sawhorse too? If it was an X-frame?
Yeah. It'd be different kinds. Mm-hmm. Different ways.
Okay.
The one like this, you could saw logs on that, which is a V-shape, you know, you can lay the log between.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It hold it steadier as you cut it, but on a regular sawhorse, you can lay boards across it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cut it in better. Yeah. A log probably roll off of it.
Yeah.
You're trying to cut it.
Yeah.